Chapter 78. The Hunter of Men. The Prussian did as he was bid, taking his drink in quick gulps, as I had seen some Cossacks do with vodka once.
"Prince Ulrich Schlangazan never raped a woman in his life," he began without prompting. "As even she," he almost vomited the last word, "said, he never needed to. The prince was being what you would call a womanizer. He made a sport of seducing them and daring their husbands, brothers, fathers to challenge him to duels. Most knew his reputation too well, but some took up the challenge. The prince was one of the best swordsmen and shooters in the imperial army. He never lost, but he never killed a man, just wounded them."
"Well, that is all right, then," I muttered acidly, but the aide hardly noticed.
"He was not alone in his behavior. A lot of his fellows did the same, and worse. Then Gerda, his younger sister, was attacked or seduced, it is not for sure which, in London. She killed herself. The authorities let it be said that it was, I do not know the English word."
"Cholera," I told him.
"So," he nodded, "you are knowing this much."
He toyed with his glass. "Would you like another?" I asked.
"Why not?"
I got up. There were low voices and heavy noises coming from the antechamber.
"Prince Ulrich changed. You have an expression about stealers of rabbits changing sides."
"Poacher turned gamekeeper," I proffered.
"Just so,"
he agreed.
"He hunted this man down. Every night he is going around the East End and Limehouse looking for them. Sometimes with us, but mostly alone. It becomes his obsession."
"Did he kill Johnny Wallace?" I asked.
"With his Windburke," Hildebrand confirmed. "And there was a man he drowned in a rain barrel last year. The police thought that was a drunken accident." "Camford Berwick?"
My guardian clipped on his pince-nez to examine nothing as far as I could see.
"I am thinking that was his name."
This was all a bit too cosy for me. "What about Albertoria Wright?" I demanded. "Your fine prince was seen trying to drag her away."
"To save her from that place," Hildebrand told me. "He could see she was young and vulnerable."
"Then why did he not say that at her inquest?" I banged the table.
"He would not lie."
The Rittmeister looked up at me.
"Was he to tell the parents their daughter was behaving as a whore? Also,"
he took another drink,
"he wanted his reputation to be bad, so the real procurers would trust him."
I had one last go. "He tried to rape me." Hildebrand closed his eyes wearily.
"Prince Ulrich thought your man was what he postured to be and was trying to entrap him."
His voice shook.
"Even his murderess. She was coming asking for help, and he was trying to give it."
The aide finished his drink.
"And now you will excuse me. There is much to arrange."
He stood up.
"Prince Ulrich held you in high esteem, Mr. Grice."
He clicked his heels.
"And I he," Sidney Grice said. "It is because of men like him that, in the next war, our two countries will unite, as they did at Waterloo, and crush those foppish rascals, the French, once and for all."
Heydrich Hildebrand saluted my godfather and made a clipped bow to me, and went back into the antechamber to tend to his master.